November 27th, a growing process. Now, for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. 2 Peter 1:5-7. Moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love? I thought all I had to do was believe, repent, and be baptized. Now I find out God wants me to learn, keep myself morally pure, keep on keeping on when the road is rough, and be kind and loving, etc. Ugh, I'm not sure about all this. I thought this was a free gift, and now it sounds like work. Faith without works is dead, James 2:26b. If you are not growing by adding these virtues, then you are dying and will eventually fall away from Christ. Being a Christian is a growing process. There is always something new to learn and changes that need to be made. We are a work in progress, never fully reaching our goal until we get to heaven. We must never stop growing as Christians. There is always another step to take. When we decide we are old enough to quit growing, then we have not reached maturity. We have reached self-righteousness. Ask God to plant deep inside your heart a real desire for personal spiritual growth.